Now we change the subject altogether when we come to chapter 21, David's sin in numbering the people. And all the way through here, I've called your attention to the fact that in Chronicles, we get God's perspective rather than man's, while in the two books of Samuel and Kings, we get man's perspective, man's viewpoint. Now we get God's viewpoint. Now back in 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter, why we saw something about David's sin and numbering the people, but there was, very frankly, a little confusion in our hearts and minds. Why was that a sin? And we made a suggestion or two then, but now, from God's viewpoint, we find out why it was a sin. And we now get God's estimate before it was man's estimate. And before it was the political side. Now we get the spiritual side. And we find here that we have an explanation of David's sin. Now, we are told back in 1 Samuel, we see David acting independently. And Israel sinned, and God permitted David to be the instrument. But there's something else here. Notice verse 1 of chapter 21. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. Now we have found the culprit here. This was satanic. Satan was back of this. Now this throws light upon David's great sin. You notice that it's not in Chronicles here, blot out my transgressions, my iniquities. That was his sin with Bathsheba. But here, Satan was back of David's sin. And I think there's something else that we need to consider here. And the question is, again, why was it a sin for David to number the children of Israel? Why was that a sin? And so I want us to look at that in a very definite way. Why was it a sin for David to take a census? All right, verse 2, and David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. And that's quite interesting here. Moses took two censuses. In the book of Numbers, he took a census at the beginning of the wilderness march and then a census at the end of the wilderness march. And actually, there was nothing wrong with that one. At least God did not find fault with that. But here, now there are those that say that the reason David did this was because there was pride. Well, notice this, verse 3, and Joab answered, the Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they be, but my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then doth my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel? And here is the first man to oppose the computer. David wanted statistics, and there is a sin of statistics today. I tell you, everything is being computerized today. All of us are, for that matter. And there are those that say pride is the explanation given, I think, more often than any other. And I think it enters in. I'm of the opinion that we can certainly say that pride entered into this. But that certainly is not the full explanation by any means. I'd like to just turn to a passage of Scripture over in Jeremiah 9:23-24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For these things I delight, saith the Lord. Now, God was not pleased when David took a census. Why? Because he was not delighting in the Lord. He was delighting in his might, you see. Then back of this, of the fact that he numbered them, is the awful sin of unbelief. David was trusting numbers rather than God.